Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We've been very busy today, man. Lots of stuff going on. Steve White stopped by. Jonathan Bullard, new Falcon defensive lineman. And right now, it's all about Atlanta United, which tonight, second leg of CONCACAF, and hopefully we'll be able to advance. Darren Eales, president of Atlanta United, joins us, as he does on a weekly basis, on the WadeForward.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford's dealer. Darren, what's the circumstances first, before we get into any match conversation, about personnel and who's available tonight?
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. Looking forward to the game this afternoon, first home game of the season. Look, certainly from our side of things, we haven't got Brad in goal because he had the red card in the game last week, so he won't be available. But apart from that, we've got pretty much a full squad. Our opponents, Owens, have had a lot more difficulty. They've had some visa issues. Actually, CONCACAF just put a statement out clarifying that they'd been helping the club to get an appointment for a visa that they declined, and then they didn't apply for a visa until 2 days before they flew. So I think, that speaks for itself.
Yeah, I know that we broke their big winning streak, and it's an impressive winning streak. Darren, we were so blown away, and I know that we haven't had a chance to debrief other than how unbelievably freaked out we all were when Brad got the red card and the circumstances around it. But Rocco did a fantastic job, and he'll be in net tonight, yes?
I'm not sure if he's in there. He's available, so he'll be one of the possibilities to be in goal. But you're right, it was a crazy game, wasn't it? I mean, I thought we started really well. It was a game of two halves, and when we got the red card, I'll admit, at half-time, I was thinking, just try and damage limitation. Let's just have something to fight for when we get back to Atlanta. But, the way that the lads came out for that second half, obviously we got the early penalty, and then they defended, basically, they put their lives on the line for that whole of that 45 minutes. And, Mike, they're a really good team, and we could see that. They're experienced. They've obviously, you don't be unbeaten in the Costa Rican Premier League for that amount of time if you're not a good team. So it was really encouraging. But we're only halfway there. Now we've got to, refocus tonight, and we've got to do the job and get through.
How big was that penalty kick for Barco? It seemed like, and it wasn't the case all the time last year, Darren, but those things seemingly didn't go our way. There was something that would happen. Oh, he hit the goalpost. And those things happen, but it seemed like more often than not. When he came through on that penalty kick, I was like, okay, I felt like we could really build on that. I thought that was a big moment for Barco.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, it was an important penalty because it gave us something to fight for in the second half. But I do think, and I'm not just picking Ezekiel, I think the whole team worked their socks off in the second half. I mean, Ezekiel, so there was a manifestation that he was running back, defending, chasing everything. And I think, that set the tone for the whole team, which, that was, for me, the most heartening thing to see because I think, first half, like I said, we played well. We dominated possession with 11 men. But then you go down to 10 men and you do worry, are the guys going to be able to galvanize and hang in there? And they certainly did do that.
It is Darren Eales, guys, this head El Jefe, as we say, president of Atlanta United on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. So tonight, again, 6 o'clock up there at in Kennesaw at the Fifth Third. We are excited about the whole new team, the vibe. But this still isn't the whole new team, though, Darren, because we still have our own guys with visa issues. We still have some other guys. Like, when will we see Franco? What will we look like compared to what we saw down in Costa Rica when the MLS season starts?
Yeah, we've got Alan Franco, obviously, we finally got the central defender that we were looking to sign over the line. But, you know, he should be available come Saturday for the start of the MLS season. So I think, you know, by that stage, we should be in pretty good shape in terms of, you know, roster availability. But, we're excited for tonight. So first time, obviously, we're going to have fans. We'll have about 2,000 there. We should create a bit of noise when we get our action at the Fraction. So we're excited. I think, you know, it'll be great for our players just to have the fans there. And, you know, it's a great little stadium and it creates a good environment. And I think even with 2,000, it's going to be noisy. And, and hopefully our fans will be there to lift the players.
Joseph started on the bench. It's Darren Eales, guys, here on the WaitForward.com hotline. Are we taking it slow? And I say we as in the club. How are we dealing with this? And he's available tonight, obviously, but will he be in the starting 11?
Yeah, I don't know what whether he'll be in the starting 11 or not, but I think, look, I mean, one of the good things about having a player like Sandro Lopez, who started that game, is, you know, he's a very experienced player that, you know, has played a lot of top teams, Champions League football. You know, he's still in great shape, and he's a... You know, he's going to be good for us as we bring some of our younger players through. I think, you know, we spoke about this last week. You know, in terms of with Joseph, we're not under pressure then to start him for every minute of every game. I think, you know, that's a nice place to be. So, again, whether it's today that he starts or whether he's coming off the bench, it's another chance for Joseph to get some meaningful minutes and to introduce him in a way that doesn't put the pressure on him straight away to expect him to be back to 100%, which, you know, is unreasonable.
It's Darren Eales with us, guys, as we're getting ready for the second round of CONCACAF competition. And then, of course, we get ready for MLS. Can't wait to get into Mercedes-Benz. I know we're going to have as many people as we can get in there for per protocols per now. But this season, I know we said this last week. We spoke with Emerson Heineman, Darren. It just seems like, and he missed out on Tata, but it just seems like there's a Tata-esque vibe. And I know that we're always hung up on that 18 and 19 season, or 17 and 18 season, but with good reason. How much more high-flying or how much more ball control and all the things we liked are we going to see in this style this year with Ence?
Yeah, look, I think there's generally an air of excitement. It was such a strange year last year for obviously a number of reasons. I think, you know, coming into this year, having supporters in meaningful numbers back in the stadium is going to be a huge lift for us. And I think, you know, we've got some fresh faces in the squad. And, you know, a new coach, who's a young up-and-coming coach from Argentina, who's, you know, very animated, very passionate, you know, has a style that he wants to play. I think, look, it is going to be a process. You know, I don't want to jump to conclusions based on 40 minutes of the first game.
Jump away.
But I think we saw it in pre-season. I think there's just generally a sense that, you know, we've got a bit of our swagger back and, you know, that Atlanta United sort of style and energy and performance that we expect. Hopefully we're going to see more of that this year, and you know, that's certainly what excites me as we go into this new season. Now, it's not going to be, you know, happening straight away, and I think there were some things we could improve on from last weekend, and we've got to play it from last week's game. We've got players to introduce to the squad, but I think there's definitely an energy and there's definitely a verve around the squad, and you know, I sense it with the supporters as well, and I'm pretty excited for the year ahead.
Darren, when you have a good organization, a great organization, you get poached. And I saw the news about Lucy Rushton becoming the general manager at DC United. Could you talk about that just for a second? Because, you know, when you talk about women in the world of soccer and being elevated to these positions, it's something that we definitely need to recognize.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's an absolutely fantastic opportunity for Lucy. You know, it's bittersweet. We're sad to see her go, but to be honest, it's such a wonderful opportunity. I think she's the second GM in the history of the league, and the first GM woman was a little bit more on the business side. So I think this is the first sort of true GM of an MLS team. So a fantastic opportunity for Lucy, and you know, she was with us pretty much from the start. And I'm really excited for her. I mean, you know, we took a bit of a chance at the time when we hired her. She was the first head of sort of analytics and technical scouting in MLS. But, you know, Lucy did a great job for us, and she's earned her chance to go and make a go of it as a GM at DC. And, you know, we wish her all the best. But, you know, it's funny, like, I was just talking about this a couple of days ago before this news happened. And, you know, we'll find that at Atlanta United, and I think I've spoken about this before, where, you know, we're a bit like Alabama football, and, you know, Nick Saban has to deal with this all the time, where coaches are leaving him after a year or 2 years. But to be honest, I think it's a good sign for us because, you know, we're developing talent, we're watching them go and blossom elsewhere, and, you know, that's part of our role, both on the pitch with players, off the pitch with coaches, and with front office staff and associates. You know, we want this to be a top club where people come to develop, and, you know, if that means they don't go off and make other teams better. I mean, even in this sense, it's good for the league that Lucy has that chance at DC United, and we wish her all the best. But, yeah, we just got to reload now.
Well, the thing is, Darren, as we said, you know, I'm not trying to blow smoke, but, I mean, the part of the way, Carl, the league kind of took this a new expansion and where is going obviously into the next level, obviously, will be the new TV contract. We've got, you know, more teams, and I think 32 teams, right? That's the magic number. Is that what they say? But, I mean, you helped to, you know, build this whole thing with the business model. Don't bring the washed-up star from Europe in. Bring the young guys up. Develop them. Sell them. You know, like we even found a way. You found a partner for Pity to move him, which was pretty amazing. So it's been a strange offseason, but I really do, and I think a lot of fans are so excited to see a style of play with the kind of players that we saw 2 years, 3 years ago.
Yeah, look, we're excited about it. You know, player for tonight, for example, like, you know, Marcelino Moreno, who will be available because he got the red card against Club America in December, which is why he didn't play in the first leg. But I feel like, you know, even in the downtime of last year, I do think, you know, one thing I am proud of is I think we did a good job of, you know, identifying where we had needs and planning for this year to make sure that we hit the ground running. And I think, you know, we have got a good, talented squad. I think we are younger, a little bit more dynamic. And, you know, with the coach that we've got, I'm really hopeful that it's going to be a fun season. Now, of course, there'll be ups and downs like there always is in sports, but I do feel like we're on, you know, back on track.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.